There was one low light in all of this, and I, for the life of me, can't understand it. Look, I work in AM radio, and we like to have a bit of fun with the continuous call team. We have some fun here on the Ray Hadley Morning Program as well. But there seems to be an art of one-upmanship when it comes to FM radio. And I don't know the bloke involved. He might be a nice bloke, but he carried on a complete dickhead last night, if you'll pardon the expression. He's a FM reporter with his trainer wheel still on, and he tried to grab his 15 seconds of fame by making a complete goose of himself in a very undignified way at what was a very, very serious moment. I mean, he wanted to compare the performance of Steve Smith with that TV program, Married at First Sight, saying, oh, what they did, a couple on that, I don't know which couple he's talking about, you know, perform worse than you. Remarkably, his network has defended him, saying he was being sincere. Well, if that's his sincerity with a stupid, dumb statement about Married at First Sight, I would strongly suggest to his radio network that he require an IQ test, because there's certainly something wrong with the bloke. If he couldn't feel and be moved by what occurred there last night to the extent... And it's about making himself bigger and more important than what was happening. There was a dignified series of questions from the media that gathered, because they could see that he was struggling. Smith was really struggling and then broke down. And all of a sudden we've got this complete and utter imbecile wanting to... You know, so somehow he... In some attempt to make himself the story, entwines himself in the story by this ridiculous... It wasn't a question, it was a statement, which is being reported everywhere, and social media are condemning him, and even fans of the program he works on are condemning him as well. And I don't know whether the hosts are going to condemn him or support him. I have absolutely no idea. But, you know, this bloke isn't 18. I've had a look at his head. He looks to be considerably older than 18. It looks like he's in his 30s or 40s. If he's in his 30s, he's had a terribly hard life. But the simple fact of the matter is, that was a dignified, solemn moment last night, which was brought undone by some complete buffoon trying to ingratiate himself with Steve Smith and then coming up with a completely inane statement. Anyway, that didn't detract from it. I got a stack of messages via email this morning from people saying exactly the same thing. But we move on, and we won't give that bloke any more oxygen in terms of courage.